Animal health products that we use, their updates, what's new and improved. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you to our partners, RanchChannel.com, the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, the DLCC Ranch, Stockman's Livestock Exchange, the American Gelvie Association, Imogene Ingredients and Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources, Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. Well, next week, spring is officially here. Spring has sprung. So I got a question for you. Why don't we ever have resolutions at spring? We always do that at January 1st. Why don't we do that at spring? Because that's kind of the rebirth of a new year, in my opinion.
Good question, other than if you think about it, then we would have to have a celebration during the winter solstice and the summer solstice. And
what's wrong with having a little celebration during all of these solstices?
Because we just got done celebrating everything Irish. St. Paddy's, we just got that done.
I don't think there's any problem with celebrating spring as far as I'm concerned.
Cattle battle.
Crew, you've got it locked into the Ranch It Up Radio Show. It's the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your All Things Ranching newscast, and so glad to be with you. All the questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. You can call or you can text us, 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com. Prowling around social media, at Ranch It Up Show. Now, many of you are calving or you're fixing to start calving, and I know that you are having those conversations with friends and neighbors when you get together and you see each other in town about how the calving season is treating you, what's been happening, are the calves healthy, how's it going? We had Dr. Tim Parks with Merck Animal Health on the program a couple weeks ago, and we were discussing calfhood health and the importance of the client-veterinarian relationship. Dr. Parks is back with us again today, coming back on the program for just a little quick update on calfhood health and vaccination programs.
But again, going back to your veterinarian, when's the most opportune time? As that calf gets older, the immune system gets stronger, everything's developing. So if we don't have a lot of stresses up front and disease pressure, then we're going to see a lot of animals. We get them out to that 2 to 3 month time frame. Let's get out there and let's get the vaccines in them and put the vaccines in that are going to help us accomplish what our goals are. What our goals at that time frame is, we want to create some protection in that baby because colostral antibodies are dropping off now. Now we're out there, you know, we're getting ready to at turnout or branding, depending on what part of the country you're in. You know, we're going to get them out on grass. Our colostral antibodies are dropping off. We're going to start to see a little bit of disease pressure because we're starting to kind of group these calves up to move them. So we're going to increase the challenge they're up against. We need to do everything we can to set them up and get that protection. But the biggest thing with these vaccines early is we want to make sure that we're setting that animal up so when we come back in a pre-wean or pre-conditioned time frame, we get the type of response that we want. So as we wean them and we start the most stressful time of that calf's life, that animal's ready to handle it. So it really all starts back at the cow level and when we create that pregnancy, but then it's the things that we can do to that calf as we move through to assure that it has the best chance to be successful as it goes through.
Now, you said something that I want to touch on a little bit about how we've handled these calves. We interact with them physically more than we ever have. And kind of let me back up on that. If we go back, say, 30, 40 years, it seemed more common that when these cows or heifers would calve, and depending upon where we're at in environment and how we're set up and all of that, you know, has factors in it too. But it seemed a lot of times that we would let these cows have calves just out in the natural, and we'd kick them out, and we'd maybe go out and tag them, and that was about it, and that was about all we did. So what has happened in 40 years that has changed where we have had a lot more physical hands-on with these calves?
I think a lot of it has been driven by just advancements in vaccines. Intranasal vaccines have been a big push in that side of it, because we've always been concerned if we do a good job in that cow, we've always talked about good colostrum, therefore we have maternal antibodies, therefore we can have some interference with some of our vaccines. Intranasally, because we present that vaccine to the immune system differently, we don't have that impact. As we start to think about what's going on in that animal and some of the pressures that they're up against, we start to see a lot more people that are, they're given an intranasal vaccine in that first week of life to a lot of animals. We have people that are calving in barns, and when they're calving in barns, they're wanting to vaccinate them before they turn them out. So those are some of the things that have driven that. But I think some of the other stuff that we have to consider, go back 30, 40 years, our cattle are completely different than they used to be. Mm-hmm. Genetics mm-hmm. have gotten better. We have cattle that grow really well. We finish cattle at a heavier weight.
We're pap testing bulls out there, right?
Yeah, we have changed the type of animal that we're raising. We have very efficient animals that we operate with anymore. And as we do that, as you start to increase their efficiencies and all those types of things, there's other things that come with it. You know, there's going to be some other challenges. And we move cattle all across the country, you know, and as we move cattle all across the country, that in itself creates opportunities for disease challenges and stresses that can cause problems. So with that being said, they're wanting to start early to get everything they can for that calf to try to get it to where it needs to be. And that is in that situation, again, can't harp on enough. That comes back to the veterinarian and them understanding what your goals are and where your disease challenges are, because some people may need to vaccinate in that first week of life. Some people may not. And again, it depends just upon your challenges within your herd. So work with that veterinarian.
As our genetics have improved and our cattle have gotten better and more consistent and more consumer desirable, but so has the disease pressure, and so has everything else that come with it. So with all of the rewards that we have had with our advancements in animal husbandry, I'll say, in the last 40 years, with it comes equal amount of risks.
Yep, it does. I mean, we're managing different cattle, and we see that all the time when we go to producers where we've got maybe third, fourth generation producers that are weaning a calf that's 150 pounds heavier than the generation prior to them, and you know, so we're weaning a much bigger calf, but with it, we have more challenges, and that's just something that goes along with it. It's very manageable, but we just need to make sure that we're taking the approaches, getting the information that we need to make sure that we're managing it appropriately. So nutrition, herd health. So work with your nutritionist, work with your veterinarian, and those are the things that really help head us in the right direction.
Dr. Tim Parks with Merck Animal Health, thanks for coming back on the program. Now, Merck just introduced a new intranasal vaccine called AllFlex CleanVax. I will have the link to AllFlex CleanVax in our show notes at ranchitupshow.com under the information for this particular episode. AllFlex CleanVax products are now available through your Merck Animal Health representative or AllFlex supplier. You can always head to mahcattle.com or find out more information by heading to their Facebook page. Now, staying on the theme of animal health products, remember a few years back during the COVID era, I'm going to call it, when we had a hard time getting supplies like hydraulic hoses and fence posts and wire in a lot of animal health supplies? Well, I talked with Bryce Kelly from Richie Livestock ID, Richie Tags, and he said, boy, howdy, it was tough meeting those orders and getting those supplies out the door during that time. Well, good news, the ear tag that never fades is readily available. Bryce, thanks for doing this quick update for us on product and product availability. Now, if I call Richie Tags, can you get the product out the door immediately?
Yes, sir. We've been back in stock for probably about a year and a half now. So all sizes, all colors, we're back in stock, ready to go.
Anything new that has come out of the factory?
You know, really, we kind of wanted to get through those tough times that you were talking about. And now that we feel stable, that everything's back in place, we're going to kind of dust off some of those strategic plans and get back after it. We make our tag a little bit different than anyone in the world. And it's a different manufacturing process. But it allows information to be engraved, permanently engraved into the tag. A lot of people put their information onto the tag. We permanently engrave our information into the tag.
So it's a sandwich tag. So what we're doing is removing the top layer. Say we've got a yellow tag and we're removing that top layer of yellow, revealing the black underneath, per se, correct?
That's exactly right. You got it.
So do we have stencils? Is there some kind of, or can I order a pile of tags that I know that I'm going to have all of these calves born this year? They're going to have this letter of identification. Can I order those versus me trying to make them myself?
Okay, we do custom engraving. So we have both pre-numbered engraved tags, and then we can do just about anything you want. We also have an army of laser engravers out there, and you guys probably know one of your neighbors, but we have an army of laser engravers out there that will custom engrave for you too.
So are a lot of guys, are they putting ranch IDs or putting ranch names on tags?
You know, just since I've been here in the last 4 years, we've seen the amount of information on a tag really explode, from ranch name to phone number to sire to dam to birth year, all sorts of information are going on these tags.
Now, depending upon what kind of segment of the industry we're in, a lot of times dictates what we're putting on that tag. So, for example, if we're in the cow-calf business, what a lot of guys do is they just match the ear tag number of that calf to that cow. Makes sense to me. It makes a pair. If you're in the purebred business, a lot of times it is maybe the number of sequence that calf was born in that year. Hence, they get a permanent premise identification, if you will. And I know a lot of people will say, put maybe the birth date of that calf on the neck of the tag, or they will maybe put the sire of that calf, or sometimes even the dam. Now, can we get creative, how a lot of people do, can we put something on the backside of that tag as well?
Yes, sir. I mean, you've got it right. I mean, there are dozens and dozens.
My golly, I should have a job with Richie here if this don't work out, right?
You know, sell a few tags and you might do that.
Right?
You know, we've seen dozens of different strategies employed on their tags, but at the end of the day, yes, you can engrave on both the front and the back.
So how's the best way to get a hold of Richie Tags? Is it to go to you directly, or just go into our local farm supply store if they aren't stocking Richie Tags? Say, hey, I think you should stock Richie Tags.
You know, we try to meet the customer where it's easiest for you. So you can absolutely come to us direct. You can order us off our website. You can come to us through Facebook. But we also really believe in our strong network of partner dealers. So if you do have a, you know, farm and ranch store in your neighborhood that's most convenient for you, we'll be there too.
Thank you, Mr. Bryce Kelly with Richie Livestock Identification and Richie Tags, the tag that never fades. For more information and product information, head to RichieTags.com. You can check them out on Facebook at Richie Livestock ID as well. It is that time in the program when we need to take a quick break, but go nowhere. Beck is going to be back in just a few minutes with the news right here on the Ranch It Up Radio Show.
Cattle Market reports to various news stories. The Tri-State Livestock News covers it all. Check us out at TSLN.com. Subscriptions or advertising, call Tracy Hawk at 406-951-3211. The Tri-State Livestock News, what ranchers read.
Increase herd performance, complement your forages, get more cows bred. It's upcycling and efficiency, powered by Westway Feed Products. At Westway Feed Products, we create cow herd efficiency one lick at a time.
Get ready for the thrill of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day match bronc riding events on the planet. Join us on Sunday, May 19th at the fairgrounds for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $50,000 purse. Plus, add to the excitement with parimutuel wagering. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for a full schedule and tickets. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana, where the spirit of the West comes alive. The quick, fast, easy, all-in-one location to look at bull sales. Head to ranchchannel.com. Check it out on your phone, ranchchannel.com. All the information on one page at your fingertips, videos, catalogs, everything, ranchchannel.com.
Hi, this is Kim with Medora Boot and Western Wear, and I just wanted to update you guys. We are having a 50% off sale through the month of March on all Wrangler and Cinch outerwear. It's only what's in stock and what we have in the store. Cinch Wrangler Outerwear for youth, women, and men.
For more information, head to MedoraBoot.com.
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck, and here's what I have in the news department. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack on Monday announced the finalization of a rule to align the voluntary product of the USA label claim with consumer expectations of what the claim means. The designation allows the voluntary product of USA or made in the USA label claim to be used on meat, poultry, and egg products only when they come from animals born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the United States. The final rule aims to prohibit misleading U.S. origin labeling in the marketplace and helps ensure that the information that consumers receive about where their food comes from is based on facts. The labels will continue to maintain their voluntary status for use on products and also will be eligible for generic label approval, which removes the need for pre-approval by USDA, but requires manufacturers to maintain documentation to support the claim. Last summer, the country of origin labeling rules, COOL, as they were proposed, covering meat, poultry and egg products were criticized by the Canadian government and the National Pork Producers Council because they included specific regulations on where the animals were raised, which were not part of earlier versions of the rule. Companies that use the Made in the USA claim will need to comply with the final rule by January 1st, 2026, but are being encouraged to do so as soon as possible. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Executive Director of Government Affairs, Kent Bacchus, released the following statement on the USDA's finalized rule on the Product of USA label by saying, NCBA has been committed to finding solutions to this problem ever since a producer-led NCBA working group raised the alarm years ago that imported beef could be mislabeled as a product of the USA incorrectly at the end of the supply chain. We appreciate USDA's effort to address this loophole. During the implementation period, NCBA's focus will remain on ensuring that these changes result in the opportunity for producer premiums while remaining trade compliant. Share with us your thoughts. Email us, as always, at ranchitupshow@gmail.com or call and text 707-RANCH20. Again, that's 707-726-2420. We are talking markets and cattle sales. Don't change that dial. The Ranch It Up Radio Show will be right back.
At Allied Genetic Resources, it's all about commercial customer success.
We see that charge, we understand that charge, and we're going to use all the tools we can to get there.
To maximize heterosis, purchase your next herd sire from an Allied Genetic Resources partner. Just head to AlliedGeneticResources.com. Why not give Gelbvi and Balancer Bulls a try this year? Raise replacement females with added fertility, increased longevity, and greater productivity. Get increased performance, improve feed efficiency, and increase the carcass merit. Maximize crossbreeding with Gelbvi and Balancer.
Hey, it's Mark Van Zee with LivestockMarket.com.
Every week we hear from one of our great partners with updates, info, schedules, reports, and everything in between when it comes to buying and selling livestock and hay online and private treaty. LivestockMarket.com.
Cryptosporidium coccidiosis scours. Do I have your attention now? Don't let scours affect you this calving season by feeding Pharmatan from Imagine Ingredients. But you gotta get it into your cows now. I've been saying it a lot. Head to PharmatanUSA.com. Josh Turner.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low.
Live in concert Thursday, May 16th at the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana.
Baby, we ain't
one of country music's hottest performers with special guest Chancey Williams.
Baby,
tickets are on sale now at buckinghorsesale.com. Josh Turner with special guest Chancey Williams at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana. Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. That time in the program, we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated. Kirk, let's wrap up last week. What's going on?
All right, Tigger. As of Friday, March 8th, April feeders closed the week at 253.70. That's down 422.5 on the week. with the CME feeder index up $1.74 at 284.74. So we have futures going lower and cash going higher. That narrowed the basis to a negative 46 cents versus March and negative $4.96 versus April. So very much as you expect markets to react. April live cattle closed at 187.50. That's down 65 cents on the week, with cash trading 186 early in the south, but then weakened to 185 late in the week. In the north, they traded 185 to 187. That left the five-area weighted average up $1.84 at 185.15, and the basis versus April futures a negative $2.45. So that basis is also starting to come together. Weekly slaughter came in at 583,000. That's down 16,000 head versus last week and down 58,000 head versus the same week last year. That's a very low slaughter number. Choice boxes closed the week at 307.04. That's up $1.76. To wrap this up, May corn closed the week at 439.75. That's up 15.5 cents on the week, with some corrective profit taking by the shorts going into Friday's WASDE report. The WASD report came out as expected and neutral the market for corn.
So, Kirk, if people have some questions, they want to pick your brain a little bit, maybe share some scenarios with you, something like that, how's the best way to get a hold of you?
Best way, the easiest way, would be to give me a holler on the phone at 406-301-8139.
Hey, all. It's Mark Banzi with LivestockMarket.com. Coming up this Wednesday, March 20th, we have an all-class cattle and hay online auction. Bidding opens at just $100 a head, no reserves, all lots will sell. The featured lot on this sale is 42 head of all-black Angus cows. They're 4 to 7 years old. They're bred back to low birth weight Angus bulls. They can make a good addition to any herd or a great way to start a new one. They're from Bear Creek Cattle Company in Stockton, Missouri. On the hay side, we also got 78 large round grass bales. Now they're selling on 12 bale lots. They're net wrapped 5x6 good quality grass from Midwest Auction Pros in Burchard, Nebraska. 38 large round mixed grass bales selling on 10 bale lots. They're 1,000-pound bales, net wrapped 4x6, 12% protein from Cobes Auctions in David City, Nebraska. And 8 large round alfalfa bales. It's first cutting on new alfalfa. They're 1,800-pound bales, net wrapped. They'll load them for you in Stanton, Nebraska, and another 8 large round alfalfa bales. These are 4x5s net wrapped. It's all been stored inside. It's first cutting from Hall Auctions in Kirkland, Illinois. Bidding is currently live on all these lots, but they will sell the morning of Wednesday, March 20th at 10 a.m. Central Time. Got cattle to sell? Regular online cattle auctions the first and third Wednesday of every month, with hay sales every Wednesday on LivestockMarket.com. And auctiontime.com.
Do you ever feel like there's never enough time in the day and that you've been saying things are gonna slow down next week ever since you started ranching? It's Shay here with Casual Cattle Conversations, and you aren't alone when it comes to feeling the effects of the labor shortage in agriculture. Lucky for us ranchers in 2024, we have new technologies that can help us save time while allowing us to improve our cattle marketing strategies. I visited with Andrew Uden about herd dog technology and how it is being applied across the beef industry. Here's a snippet of what we discuss. How is this technology impacting that labor component for cattle producers?
You know, I look at it, it's going to depend on how you use it. You know, guys that go from once a day breeding because they don't have time to go and do heat checks, you could now do accurate heat checks and do time breeding to the cow. So your increase in efficiency, if you're artificially inseminating those animals, will go up significantly, because you're going to go back to a natural program. We've seen over and over again, when you're on a natural program, you're saving money because you're not having to give all the sink drugs, but you're just also able to get a better response to that semen, or if you're using embryos, much better response to the embryos. Andrew and I can go out there every hour and see which cow's riding, right? It's going to tell you this cow was riding. Here's your heat window, right? So that's a big labor savings for people that are focused on, you know, improving through reproductive means, whether it's AI or embryos.
Listen to the full story by searching for Casual Cattle Conversations on your favorite podcast player. Happy ranching, folks.
I tip my hat to you from one legend to another.
And now, before we say fare thee well, our famous last words. And Beck, you're gonna like this one, because on this day, this exact day, it is National Everything You Do Is Right Day. So maybe we need to celebrate that one for you. Maybe we need to celebrate that one for me. Maybe we celebrate it together. Or are we going to argue about that and then the day is shot?
I'm just sitting here grinning after everything that's happened in the last 24 hours. Yeah, I think this is you trying to get out of the doghouse.
Well, maybe you're in there with me. You go, we go. Yes, it is National Everything You Do Is Right Day, but I'm going to leave it up to you of how you're going to celebrate and who you're going to celebrate with. Now, that is going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks from our crew to yours. Starting off with Dr. Tim Parks with Merck Animal Health, Bryce Kelly with Richie Livestock ID, Shay Keister-Wanner with Casual Cattle Conversations, Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, Mark Vanzi with LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, and AuctionTime.com, and of course, the boss lady who is never wrong, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you to our partners, RanchChannel.com, the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, the DLCC Ranch, Stockman's Livestock Exchange, the American Galvey Association, Imogene Ingredients, Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources, Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, RFD TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station.
And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to like and follow us along on all of our social medias, Facebook in particularly, at Ranch It Up Show. Instagram is Ranch It Up Show with the little at sign. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com, and you can call and you can text us 24/7 at 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved and we're always right.
Stay ranchy and ranch it up.
You're always right, dear.